Ice, dye, and mouse traps. The free cheese gets them every time. Socialism is not awesome. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
I didn't have time to
You have to give us your name.
Oh, I'm sorry. My name is Mark Robinson. It's right here in Greensboro. I've lived in Greensboro all my life. What I really came down here for was this. I've heard a whole lot of people in here talking tonight about this group and that group, and domestic violence and blacks, these minorities and that minority. What I want to know is, when are you all going to start standing up for the majority? And here's who the majority is. I'm the majority. I'm a law-abiding citizen who's never shot anybody, never committed a serious crime, never committed a felony. I've never done anything like that. But it seems like every time we have one of these shootings, nobody wants to put the blame where it goes, which is at the shooter's feet. You want to put it at my feet. You want to turn around and restrict my right, constitutional right that's spelled out in black and white. You want to restrict my right to buy a firearm and protect myself from some of the very people you're talking about in here tonight. It's ridiculous. I don't think Rod Serling could come up with a better script. It does not make any sense. The law-abiding citizens of this community and many communities around this country, we're the first ones taxed and the last ones considered and the first ones punished when things like this happens, because our rights are the ones that are being taken away. You're not going to be able to go down here and take these guns from these criminals. So the criminals are going to hold on to their guns. They're still going to have them. They're still going to break in my house, and they're still going to shoot me with them. And guess who's going to be the one that suffers? It's going to be me. Well, I'm here to tell you tonight, it is not going to happen without a fight. And when I say fight, I don't mean shots fired. I don't mean fist thrown. I mean I'm going to come down here to this city council and raise hell just like these loonies from the left do until you listen to the majority of the people in this city. And I am the majority.
Amen. Wow. I love that speech. That was from a year ago at a city council, Greensboro. And I love that. He was right on the money. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. Hi, Uncle Milty.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful.
You sound like it. I think this is your Monday response.
Yeah.
It's like a weekend of headlines, and we both walk in here going, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
The weekend's always full. Full.
It's just amazing, the gamut that they run.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
I'm with you on that one. Which socialist program of our dear cities would you like to discuss first? I mean, we could go right for Romney, the communist dictator that he's purporting himself to be, or we could start with the city program of your choosing. There's so many socialist programs; it's kind of hard to choose in the city.
I just love that picture of Mayor Pike on that scooter.
You know, let's start with the scooters for just a moment. There's so much at hand today, but we have so many socialist programs that are interesting to talk about. And we truly mean this. This is our local hour. And I know that this is just echoing wherever you're listening from, your local hour. And I know that you could probably put on a dartboard, as we should probably do, and just play darts during the local hour of which socialist program that we've introduced that everybody's getting behind and excited about. And then you could just throw a dart and you could just choose that one to run out of the gate with. Well, today we'll talk about scooters for just a moment. I just want to say that when our city, and I'll say this once again because I know we've said this a gazillion times on the show in the last 8 years, when a city gets behind doing some sort of for-profit program where they are, well, how did they put it? Oh, that's right. They created a synergy between themselves. It's called a synergy because it sounds really, really good.
Yeah.
A synergy between themselves and a for-profit business to create a business flow of income for the city using your tax dollars. I'm just glad they're finally admitting it, because for a while they kind of stood in the shadows as they propped up the for-profit business that owned the scooters. They put them out in front, and that started with 100 scooters, and they put them out for rent, approximately 30 locations around town. And then it expanded to 400 scooters. So Mark Mortensen, director of support services, said if the demand just keeps increasing, the city's authorized an additional 200 scooters to join the fleet. Now think about that. The city authorized 200 scooters.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They're clearly at the helm of this program because they get to authorize new business. Yeah. So they get to authorize whether or not the entire, what do they call it again? Synergy.
Synergy.
Whether the entire synergy of their, what was it? Partnership? Partnership gets to make money. So the city's at the helm, and they've combined themselves with an electric scooter company owned by Ford Motor and Boston-based Zagster. That's the entity that provides all the management and maintenance, okay? Mm. So their role is actually really little compared to what the city's role is. And they were also part of the city's bike share program. Now, if you remember, right, when we first talked about this, they sort of hid behind like a separate company kind of as a buffer between them and any role that the city was playing. And now that it's established and they say going well, that means they're making money that they're not supposed to make through a program in which they use tax dollars. Now they're really coming out with this is who we are and this is what we're doing and we're behind this business. And so Mortensen said that they suspect the numbers will rise with the beautiful weather we're having going into our tourist season and school back in session. So a lot of cities around the country are having problems with accidents. We're having our fair share of accidents, too, but they're not really talking about that or reporting it. So I just want to make mention.
When was Mark Mortensen elected?
Oh, he wasn't.
Oh,
he was assigned.
That's right.
Yeah, he was assigned. So they said that that people in gangbusters are going to ride these things, which means that the city is making a ton. And that the partnership, and this is Phil from Zagster. Freudian slip. Zagster, head of public relations, agrees that the partnership's been a win-win. I'll bet you it has been a win-win for everyone, because if you can partner with city dollars, that means that you're kind of assured profiteering in business, which is exactly what we're not supposed to be doing here in America. But we seem to, our mayors seem to love it.
Yep.
Pike seems to love it. All of our mayors seem to have adopted this very socialistic program in which the government then sides with a particular business or says, I want to do business with this particular business. And then that business gets the leg up or whole body up, if you want, to be able to run a for-profit business based on your tax dollars. And I think that that's really a tragedy. And I think that the government officials here in our cities and counties should be highly embarrassed of trying to put out there that this is okay and that this is so okay that they're actually promoting it and as if people can't notice that they're in cahoots with a business to make money. And I think it's really sad and unfortunate that we keep reelecting our mayors. They should not be in office. This is ridiculous.
I'm not sure I believe it's actually making money.
Mm.
I think, why is it that this Zagster and Ford, who built these things or build them, had to go team up with the city? Couldn't they find somebody with some money that wanted to open up a real profitable little business?
Yeah, one would guess, because that's usually how it's supposed to be done.
But they
in America,
approached the
but not
city.
Here, not here.
Or did the city approach them?
Yeah. We have mayors that like to run cities in a very, let's just say it, socialist
yes.
way. And they like to adopt businesses that they want to pick as winners and losers. This is why we prop up SkyWest. This is why we prop up the scooter business, Zagster. And this is why Zagster, seems to be their sort of foothold in, is they can get a city to help sponsor them. And so what they're doing in this is they're saying, look, other people are having problems based on accidents. We're not. And that's what makes this a success. Well, what makes it a success isn't how many accidents or not how many accidents or how many are reported or not how many are reported. What's making this a success in our city that they don't want to acknowledge is that it's based on taxpayer dollars. And you never got a say in it. You never got a say. Do you remember when you ever even or hit up for a vote of any kind on our government here, local government, going in with a business?
Do you even
do this?
Do you even remember being told what it's costing the taxpayers to get involved in this?
Mm-hmm.
What is our share in this?
Mm-hmm. Did you know that the article's actually missing that? That's interesting. Hmm. So now they've authorized the city, okay? Not Zagster. No. Not Spin, the electric scooter company out of San Francisco that's owned by a Ford Motor Company. No, neither one of them. It's the city has authorized an additional 200 scooters. So I'm sorry, who's managing? I know that they gave that role to, what,
Zagster.
But that doesn't sound like Zagster's actually doing it. It sounds like this is actually kind of a front. So they have a very kind of menial, small little role in this business that the city wanted to prop up and do, that the city in the very first place hid in the shadows, acting like they weren't part of it at all. And now they're asserting that they're in this business. They're asserting that they're making money or not making money or at least part of this business, but they didn't realize, or I didn't realize, how big their part actually was, because now they're authorizing how many scooters get to be in, not the businesses of Spin or Zagster. So that should tell you volumes. It's sickening to me how liberal, socialist our cities have become, and it's disgraceful. And they should be embarrassed, but they're not. There's pictures of them riding the scooters in the newspaper. That's how much we as a society aren't even looking or realizing what's really going on here, and we're not pinpointing it, talking about it, and abhorred by it. We're actually cheering it on. That's what makes me sick.
But in all fairness, I want to say, though, that probably the 10 or 15% mm-hmm. of the citizens of St. George that use those...
Uh-huh.
are having a great time.
Yeah, they could have had a great time if it was just Spin and Zagster doing it.
Mike?
And then Spin and Zagster, you know, and well, they maybe they could have even looked at a local company, but I guess they don't do that. We always go away, you know, because whenever we want to partner up with somebody, it seems like we...
Yeah, they're not a
besides
local
besides for
company.
Sky West, we seem to go out of state. But I just thought this was interesting, and I'm wondering why city officials aren't more embarrassed about their ways. The things that they're doing that we've accepted are... okay. And maybe it's because we've accepted it's okay, but it's really not okay. This is not okay that our city is using tax dollars for this. And they should be, everybody should be mentioning this to them. They really should. I hope they will. Anyway, be right back on the Kate Daly Show. We'll go with socialistic program number two. You'll love this. Be right back.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Everybody jump on socialism train. 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 Forget your worries, your trials and crosses. Everybody equal.
I love the socialism song. This is by the Ethiopians in 1975. Jump on the socialism train. Here we go. It's catchy. The socialism train. I love it. I love it. Forget your worries. Just jump on. Just jump on, baby. Socialism train is right there for you. Thanks, Ethiopians from 1975.
They've done well with it.
I know, right? They said it perfectly. We'll take a caller in just a moment, and I just wanted to mention Dr. Diet. Dr. Diet, if you go, which I'm hoping you do right now, such a great time, whether they get you on a healing diet for your body, maybe it's autoimmune or low-carb or keto or HCG or any of those things, you get $20 off for referring your buddy or your spouse or a loved one. Isn't that great? Make sure you get over to Dr. Diet. They have B12 shots, fat blaster shots, eating healthy classes, natural hormone balancing, appetite suppressant one-on-one coaching, discreet weigh-ins, nobody else is around, it's really nice, and free fat muscle analysis, and really get you on your way. Go to drdietweightloss.com, drdietweightloss.com, to the Dr. Diet Wellness Professionals. This is how I lost weight. You can too, and it really does work, and I wouldn't tell you about it if I didn't have firsthand experience in this. 628-DIET. We're talking about a multitude of programs that really jump on board that socialism train, and we sort of arrive at the destination of communism once we take on too many of these and we don't realize where we're going wrong. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, well, thank you. You know, one of the things about this whole scooter thing that I can't believe the city doesn't look at is the liability, because they're in a partnership of somebody being injured on the scooter. They can sue the city.
Yeah.
Because they gave access to the company.
Mm-hmm.
It is a huge liability that then we as taxpayers would have to pay out, because it's going to be greater than the revenue generated, or the revenue generated has already been spent and squandered somewhere else.
Of course.
Yeah. And Uncle Milty agrees with you on that one.
Yeah, one accident's all it's going to take.
Yeah, even though people sign, e-sign a thing when they rent it.
But most people who rent these are under the age of 18. If you look at most of the people riding these things, they're under the age of 18. They don't have a helmet on.
Uh-huh.
They're not being as supervised by adults. They're just going to the grocery store and they're picking one up and they're riding off with their friends and off they go.
And
as a group of four kids having a fun time.
And those statements
that they sign,
you can't sign your rights away to sue. You can't do it.
Right.
No. And an 18-year-old, a child under the age of 18, can't do any of that at all in any way, shape, or form. So it's a full liability there. The parent can say, my child was injured on this that you gave them access to.
Right.
And
right.
Now you're liable for the entire, if they're paralyzed for life, I want $80 million.
Yep. And then once they have to do that, they'll act like, wow, we just didn't know, just kind of like they did with the recycling. We just didn't realize what hurdles we'd have to overcome and and keep something going. And so we end up spending even more money with the we were just so dumb, we didn't know kind of, explanation. Yeah.
Yeah, what if I want to rent pogo sticks? Now, is the city going to get in contact with me? And I want an exclusive area that I can be the only vendor of this also. I want an exclusivity contract with the city, because that's another one. What if another company comes in and say, hey, instead of 250 more from that company, why don't you get 250 more from me?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's not legal.
Nope.
Because the city cannot have an exclusivity contract.
Right.
Yeah, but they sure are, because they're shoving so many authorizations for new scooters out there that nobody will compete because they're monopolizing the market.
What if I, as a private individual, want to buy eight of them and put them out as my own?
Yep.
I'm going to manage them myself.
Yep, you can't do it.
I should be able to bid a contract and do it.
Yep.
No license for you.
That's the truth. I love your points. It's right on point. Thank you so much.
Yeah, the biggest
is
the liability.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah, he's right.
Absolutely.
He's definitely right. And but we're proud of these liaisons. We're proud of these things, and it's really sad. So socialism program number two, the parks. Yet another park opened up, another $1.23 million. Yeah, $1.23 million. Wow, expensive little parks, right?
They're so pretty.
Yeah, well, another park opens up in Washington City. I have a problem with this. I have a problem with every single new park. And the reason isn't because I hate parks. I'm not a puppy kicker. The reason I'm not loving this is because how many parks do you need for a very small community? How many parks? The problem, too, I see is city council members presently and also that are running for council like to kind of promote this as, see, I care about my community. Falsehood. I care about my community so much that I wanted to take your money and I wanted to open it up for yet another park. And how many parks do you need to be a city well represented, I guess, by their parks? Well, in my own community, we feel that that it has to be in the tens to be able to do that. It has to be double digits. And I'm just actually asking, how many parks do you think it takes for a city to say we have a sufficient number, because I never see the number of parks at a standstill. We're always expending way more dollars for these ginormous parks that are over $1 million. Why are we doing this?
Well, Kate, this park, yes, in all fairness, this park was covered by impact fees.
The impact fees they keep raising.
Which, as you know, impact fees are just a hidden tax.
Yes, yes. And so Washington City Councilman Troy Bellaston says to have a new city park open up is a good thing. Really? Do you want to explain that to me? How is it a good thing? Do you mean because people like lap dogs, we go, oh, a new park? That's awesome. I mean, I park on every corner. But how much money are you gonna spend from taxpayers? And I don't care whether you can say it's from impact fees or what column of the budget it comes out of. The budget is only derived from us, the taxpayer. You don't have any other money. So it's our money. It doesn't matter what column. And so they say, well, it's out of this column. And then he goes on to say, building community parks is seen as a way to help raise and promote the quality of life for city residents. So is my quality of life better because I have a park on every corner? Or could I maybe have three or four nice parks that I could maybe travel to and visit? Is that okay? I would say if you have a group of 25,000 or less people in your community, how many parks does it take to make you happy? Because I'm going to guess that the people will say, we're never going to be happy because we're never going to have enough parks. Well, a park on every corner?
They want them to be within scooter riding distance, Kate.
You know, the company Zagster,
yes,
they are very, very Agenda 21. Why?
Well, here's
that
their...
They're doing the scooters,
here's
by the way,
their statement, mm-hmm, right off of their website. Zagster,
mm-hmm,
we believe in a future where people don't need to drive an automobile to get where they want to go.
Yep. Very.
Micro-mobility options are spreading across the United States faster than ever before. And when done right, micro-mobility gives consumers safer, more affordable transportation options. Scooters,
mm-hmm,
bicycles.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I can tell you there's a lot of parks that hardly ever get used. And I can tell you how Agenda 21-y this is. And all you have to do is look at the scooter program for that. Thank you for that. On Zagster.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, but you got to remember, $1.23 million, the park features a large grassy field,
mm-hmm,
a playground, a basketball court, a pavilion, and two pickleball courts.
But I thought we were putting money into all these bonds for basketball and pickleball and all these recreation centers. So do you mean to tell me that that's not enough? The recreation centers aren't enough?
They're different from parks,
oh,
Kate.
Okay.
They're way different from parks.
All right. Because I guess we have to have a park on every corner. Because according to, say, Bellaston, it's where we want people to come out and live and gather as friends and family and neighbors and recreate, mm-hmm, in the city and enjoy the parks. Did you know that people can recreate at home too? They can actually gather at home for different kinds of events. They don't always gather in a park. The other thing is this: I don't have to have a park on every single corner. And where I'm sold on how many parks we have is, you know what? A few parks could be sufficient for any community, because any community member can go there and enjoy what a park is, right?
You know, I live in Bloomington.
Mm-hmm.
But usually when I'm attending something, it's at Vernon Worthen Park, not Bloomington Park.
Right, right. Yeah. Well, a lot of parks just sit there. And I've seen way too many parks that they kind of heralded as, see, we're building more parks. You, the citizen, should be very, very happy about this. Yeah. We're not going to tell you where all the money's coming from, but you should just be happy.
But some parks have secondary uses.
What's that?
Like Bloomington Park.
Uh-huh.
It also, sometimes it's just a big used car lot, too.
A big used car lot,
yeah,
yes,
with people's for sale signs.
Yes, exactly. And here's the deal, too. It takes a lot of money for cities to run maintenance on these parks. And this is a year-round endeavor, and we never talk about it. We only say, but yes, but you're going to come and gather and eat your cupcakes for a party. You're going to enjoy this park. There's too many parks now. So who's going to finally put a handle on it? Who's going to say, okay, we're good? Does anyone say, okay, we're finally good? Or is this just an open-ended funding stream that we, the taxpayer, are funding and don't ever have a say in? That's my problem with it. Not because I hate parks. Parks are nice. I use them once in a while. If I were to tell you, even between kids and grandkids, how often I visit a park, it would probably be about maybe twice a year, maybe three times a year if you're lucky. If I'm lucky. If I really have to go down to a park. Otherwise, people come to my home and enjoy the grass in my backyard. So the selling of this is getting outrageous, and this is what I'm trying to have people understand, that we don't need this many. And I think people even in the parks department will tell you, wow, we have way too many parks to maintain, and that we're over and there's no ending to them. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes, quickly on both of these socialist programs that you just talked about. So you had a Washington City Council person apparently said this is a good thing for our community.
Yes, it's just
the
a good thing.
I have for him or her is, how is it a good thing for a retiree? We live in a retirement community. So
right.
Over 10,000 people, if not more than that, are here. They're retired. How is it good for them that never going to use any park in our city? How is it good to take their money that they could use to help pay for their health care or their rent, or maybe help subsidize their children going to a private school? How is that good for them? I think that's a very important question to ask. But
yep.
As for the other scooters, so we have bikes, we have low economic housing funded by our government, subsidized. We have billion-dollar airliners. We have theaters. We have bikes. When does this stop? And they told us there is no limit to their subsidization.
There
and
is
subsidization
zero limit.
Theft.
Yeah.
And, this term, synergy, I'm going to use that term. I'm going to become a pirate and go at sea, and I'm going to rob somebody. And I'm going to go, when I get arrested, and go before the magistrate. Well,
call
it
synergy?
I just practice synergy just like my city government. So what's wrong with that?
Hey, it's a partnership. It's a partnership, Mark. That's what it is.
Yeah.
It's synergy and a partnership, and we should
just be
grateful.
And what it really is just thievery. We've got to call
it out. Yes, we got to call it that. Thank you for that. I got to go to a break, but thank you for that. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show, and I'll take your calls.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Yes, you've got lots and lots of trouble. I'm thinking of the kids in the Knickerbocker, shirt-tailed young ones peeking in the pool hall wind after school. You got trouble. Folks right here in River City. Trouble with a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool.
Oh, yeah.
No, I know all you folks are the right kind of folks.
Oh, we got trouble right here in River City. And I know that if you're listening, and I know you are from other places in the country right now and to this hour, I know you can identify with this very problem, because this problem is pervasive all over the country. We have socialist leaders who try to pass themselves off as conservatives, who don't mind going into public-private partnerships consistently with private companies, spending our tax dollars, and then also on top of it, we have city council people who just seem to be unanimously behind every single decision, which always surprises me. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate.
Hi there.
I think it's great that you're talking about this today. What's interesting to me is if you talk to the people, the Parks and Recs Department, and those guys who are out there, rain or shine, they'll tell you, especially with the golf courses in St. George, they lose money every single year.
Yep, they sure do.
So the city is in the red with all of these parks and all of these golf courses. And what drives me crazy as a resident is that we have all of these people who are drawn for soccer tournaments or for all of these different events, and we can't even go outside of our own house on those massive weekends because they seem to group everything together.
Right.
But why is it that we have to have all of these parks and we have all of these schools that have grassy areas?
Right.
Back in the day when I was, from a smaller community, we used the school. And the school is locked down on the weekend. Like, if you try to get onto the school grounds, you can't do it.
Why
is that when that is a public facility?
Amen.
And why aren't we using those to the best of our ability, instead of having to sprout up all of these parks that we have to water? We have no water. I mean, the list goes on and on and on.
And
eventually, we're going to run out of water. We cannot continue to grow the way that we have especially, and I totally agree with the last caller, in a retirement community, like one park for a gathering spot is okay, is nice. Mm-hmm. But really, why do you have to have a park on every corner?
Yep. And oftentimes you will not see them being used. You just won't.
And come on, it's St. George in the summertime. If there's not a canopy, really, who's going to play on that hot playground equipment? Not my kid.
Yep. Right, exactly. No, I'm with you on this one. Thank you. Great points you just made. I hope everybody's listening. Thanks so much. That was awesome.
There's a little neighborhood in mm-hmm. Ivins that I have to drive through frequently. Mm-hmm. And it's like basically one street mm-hmm. with about 16 or 18 homes on it.
Uh-huh.
And right in the middle, one lot was reserved to make a little park.
Yeah.
One lot. So the developer didn't build mm-hmm. one more home there. Instead, yeah. he gave the land for a park.
Right. And, you know, this is the most interesting. I like parks. Parks are nice. We don't need as many as we have. And if you don't think I've heard from parks people and they can't discuss it, they can't call the show.
Nope.
And I know you're out there nodding your head and smiling as I'm saying this. I know because you've come to me and said we have far too many. There's no reason to have this many. And this many, these very expensive parks. When you're at $1.23 million, and that's just an estimate, then you know it's more money. You're paying for that, citizens. Ask yourself why. Why? There's no reason to. There's no reason to. At the rate that they get used, there's really no reason to. And so I hope that we're noticing this. We have another, I'll take the caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi. I know a lot of people that have moved here in the last 20, 30 years, myself included.
Uh-huh.
I'm hearing a lot about us. We're leaving. Doesn't mean we're going far, far away. Maybe Kanab, maybe up towards
uh-huh.
Cedar or Beaver.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then who's replacing? All of those great Democrats who I'm meeting all the time who are trying to change everything and make arguments. You can't even hold a conversation with
right. It's a lot of people that, thank you so much. I love your call. It's a lot of people who don't have a problem with the socialist mindset
right.
of, oh, hey, if we have, this is the mindset. Now tell me how crazy this is. If we have government dollars, then we just want them spent how we want them spent. Okay, how about this? Let's go to the root of government dollars. Let's just say that taking the money in the first place isn't okay. Not what are we going to do with the money taken. How about don't take it? How about that? We never hear about that. All you ever hear about these council people is say, all you ever hear from them is, see what we did with your money?
Mm-hmm.
Never, I don't have the authority to take it from you. It's just see what we did with it. You should be commending me. You should be, you know, patting me on the back and, hey, I'm running for council again. You're going to love me because I'm just delivering all these goodies to you. Is that the mindset you want from a council person? Oh my gosh, we have a problem.
Yeah. And these developments that are doing all these things,
mm-hmm.
they look like developments that were done in California.
I know.
And they're attracting Californians.
Yep.
And it's going to turn, the Californians love it because yep. they say, hey, look, we can go here and a home doesn't cost $1 million, but we still get all the stuff.
Yeah, we still get all the stuff. And the other thing is this, look for council people that are out there parading around your goodies and hoping that manipulates you into voting for them. See what I'm doing? Look at me. You know what I mean? That kind of mentality. By the way, I know I have no say over ads that play on the show. And so any political ads that come on my show, just know that that is not an endorsement from me. If I ever want to stand behind somebody, I'll tell you on the show, within the show. But the ads do not reflect who I am endorsing at all. And I just want people to know that has absolutely nothing to do with me. Ad Spaces is a completely different entity. So I just wanted to make that known. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, greetings from the People's Republic of North Ogden.
Hi there. You're probably identifying with this. Am I right?
Yeah, there we go.
Okay.
Hey, I up here, we've got the same thing going. We have a city council that just can't get enough parks.
Mm.
One great study you could do is get the population of Washington City
mm-hmm.
and then look at your peer cities. You know, say you compare with Bountiful or some other town. Compare how many parks they have, and then you compare your infrastructure, and you can see how out of whack it is. We've got like 13 or 14 parks in North Ogden and we're just a tiny little commercial segment. We're just a bedroom community.
Right.
And some of our peer cities, population-wise, are like Brigham City or Payson,
uh-huh.
and they've got big business districts. So the scoping is so out of kilter with some of the things these guys dream up, and it's, you know.
It is.
That's another great way to look at it. And is this park, has it got the nice drought-resistant, you know, water-wise, you know, landscaping that they tell everybody down in Washington County to do?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all you except know, for the big green lawn.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
They just exempt themselves, but... Anyways, yeah. Keep up the good fight.
Thank you. Really love the phone call. Thank you so much. For the for the 20th century, the city public parks represented this sort of robust vision, right, of egalitarian governmental support for the public welfare. And what I'm saying is this. There was a great article back in 2013, why privately financed public parks are a bad idea and why parks are kind of taking over. And it said, if you want to find the most valuable land in the world, you have to look for two things. First, a rich, densely populated city. Secondly, take a map of the middle of that city and look for open space, parks, rivers, and lakes. Look at the land bordering that open space, where offices and apartments can avail themselves for spectacular views. That's where land is going to be the most expensive. And it just went on to talk about how the exploitation of public parks by private interests are happening at an alarming rate. And this was back in 2013. So, and this was talking about your huge cities, but it's also talking about rural communities too, and just smaller communities that that truly want. There's no stopping the amount of parks and property that they want to co-op. And we as a public are the ones that have to say, no, this isn't okay, because the public pays for it. We increase property values, right? But we also pay property taxes in a multitude of areas. We are also getting taxed to death. And there's no stopping it when they consistently find a reason to spend money. And this is what it is to me. It's just another reason to spend money. Ed Baca, I don't know what happened to him, but man alive, he sure echoes he used to be a great voice when he wasn't in the city council in St. George, but now he just echoes whatever they want him to echo. I don't know what happened to him, but somewhere along the line, he just stopped speaking out about anything. And he was touted in the, we need government to provide a solution for rental homes, for rental prices to go down, as if they should ever be a part of that. I'll tell you what, if people didn't want, to spend as much in rent, people just wouldn't be able to take the rentable properties, and the people would have to lower their rents to accommodate. Mm-hmm. Am I right?
Sure.
The market dictates that, not the government. The government has absolutely no role in that whatsoever. And I think it's just sad that we are giving them that role by not saying anything about it.
I would lower the rent on a rental property that mm-hmm. I had owned mm-hmm. if they'd lower the property tax.
There you go.
Yeah, they don't want to do that.
No, they won't. They won't. And so development is basically part of a greater public plan, and that is to become part of the housing anything. You could just say anything after that statement. Housing anything, parks anything. I mean, it's a matter of government being way too involved, spending a lot more money and having a lot more control over, or trying to have control over, prices of homes and rentals when they have absolutely no place. So this whole article was basically regurgitating whatever Baca said about housing. And it was like, we want to have this control. We want to come in and we want to have a say and we want to make it affordable. It will make itself affordable if it wants to, if that's what the market dictates. You don't have control over that. What happens in socialism is a very narcissistic look at what the government is going to provide for you, not what you're asking for, but what they're going to provide for you. Let me give you an example. The narcissists of the left loony bin think that they can control guns and violence by controlling your gun control, as we started out in the first clip of the show. They think they can control climate. They think they can control violence. They can't control any of that. They have no authority to. We actually, the populace, controls these things. They don't. And just with housing, just like with parks, just like with everything else, it's a very socialistic mindset to say we are going to control this. And public, this is what you want, and we're going to give this to you. And it really isn't what you're asking for or what you want, because if you were smart, you would want the market to dictate it, not government. They don't have a role in this, but they keep asserting this very authoritarian type of role, and that's what doesn't... That doesn't jive. Sorry. So that's why I'm pointing out a lot of socialists within our local government system, because these are the things that they are patting themselves on the back for that we should be taking apart and dismantling and saying, no, you don't have any authority over these things.
Yep.
You can't just put in five multi-million dollar parks because you want to. And you can't just run in and now prop up housing and give certain breaks to certain companies building said housing because you want to. Sorry, you don't have the authority to do any of that. What's your problem? So, gosh, we didn't even get to all the socialistic programs today, yeah. Did we?
Well, their answer is always the same. Try to stop us.
Yeah, try to stop us.
Yeah.
And we're here to get, they're awfully busybodies. I mean, I'm serious when I say they need hobbies or something else to do other than to take your tax dollars and construct solutions for you that you didn't want. And then when somebody says, you know, we've developed another multimillion dollar park, everyone goes, well, if you don't like parks, you're a puppy kicker. Give me a break. I don't need a park on every corner. I don't need a public partnership between my city and a company that wants to make money off of those dollars to provide some sort of front for a scooter company. And that's exactly what it is. It's an Agenda 21 front.
Mm-hmm.
And the city is using it and propping it up as the manager. Oh, please. They're not the manager. Mortensen's a manager of the scooter business. That's why he's the one authorizing the scooters.
How many years do you think it'll be before there's areas of the city where you can only ride scooters?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, we keep taking a deep dive into this. And these public officials who think that they're doing these kinds of programs and touting them for the public good. I swear if they do that one more time, the public good or the government good? Why don't you get them to answer that question? Because these are all for the government good. They have nothing really to do with the people and everything to do with government control, wanting to be reelected and wanting control over various aspects of the city and your tax dollars to make money. That's not okay.
Well, and all of this also controls land values.
Yeah. Yep. Land values. You remember that private property we all own? Yeah. That. All right. Be very careful. Be very careful in who you elect. Be very careful at what they're touting. Look through it. Ask them about it. Question them. This is just going on so much that we're not even hardly seeing it anymore, I think, as a community. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show with Dr. Pesta, and I always love his fiery start of a Monday. Be right back. Thank you for listening to The Kate Daly Show. You can go to The Kate Daly Show on Facebook, The Kate Daly Show on Twitter. Happy to see you there. And also message me. I'd love to hear from you. You can email me at kate@katedalyradio.com. Go to katedalyradio.com for more podcasts of our live show.